Hello. Good to see you. Let's go. It's Monday, February 24th, 2025. Hope you had a great weekend. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the top headlines, just organized and delivered efficiently as you start your day. And the show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. The Pope is dominating headlines this morning. As of the time I'm recording this, he is still resting in the hospital. The Vatican released a couple updates over the weekend. First, we found out that he was in critical condition. His pneumonia seemed to be worsening. They said that he suffered a prolonged asthmatic respiratory crisis. He is 88, so this is concerning. Eventually, on Sunday, they said he presented no further respiratory crisis. He's been in the hospital since the 14th. And according to the Vatican, that's where he will stay until he's ready to return in full strength. All right, okay, on to sports. First, in tennis news, this one is everywhere this morning. Despite being invited to play at Indian Wells, Venus Williams said, no thank you, she is going to skip the tournament. The tournament had previously announced that she was going to be there, and she said nope. Let's talk about baseball for a sec. Spring training continues. This is a cool story from the weekend. Juan Soto, who recently signed a massive contract with the Mets, $765 million 15-year contract. That's insane. Anyway, his first time at bat with his new team, home run. A 426-foot home run to left center. That's a solid start for their new star. The regular season is scheduled to get started March 18th when the Dodgers and the Cubs face each other in Japan. I love that. Major League Baseball's World Tour, March 18th. In other baseball news, after 49 years, the New York Yankees have gotten rid of their beard ban. The team's owner back then, George Steinbrenner, he put this in place in 1976. If you're a Yankee, you're not going to have a beard. That was the rule. And now, in an attempt to improve player recruitment, they are retiring that policy. The team's current owner, Hal Steinbrenner, the son of George, called it outdated and somewhat unreasonable. On to some entertainment headlines here. First, a couple passings. Valletta Wallace, that's the mother of Notorious B.I.G., she passed away Friday at home in Pennsylvania. She had been in hospice care. She was 78 years old. Also 78, an actress named Lynn Marie Stewart. I knew her as a kid from Pee-wee's Playhouse. She was Missy Vaughn on that show. But more recently, she was on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. She was in the movie Bridesmaids. She passed away Friday as well, just months after discovering she had a tumor. In legal news, Lindsay Lohan's dad Michael was arrested for allegedly getting physical with his estranged wife Kate Major. This happened Saturday in Texas. He's due in court today. Also, another big one of Diddy's attorneys has stepped down from the case. That trial is coming up in May, and this guy, Anthony Rico, wants out. He filed a motion to exit the team and said, quote, under no circumstances can I continue to effectively serve as counsel for Sean Combs. Again, this trial is scheduled to get started this summer. In relationship news, Jennifer Lopez and Benjamin Affleck are now officially divorced. A judge approved their settlement a while back, and it was set to take effect on February 21st, so they are donezo again. Lastly, in health news, Martin Short and Maya Rudolph both walked away from SNL's 50th anniversary special with COVID. At least that's according to Steve Martin. He said they got it there. Unfortunately, Marty Short's positive test had caused the two of them, he and Steve, to cancel a couple shows on their comedy tour. They're going to reschedule them. Moving on to movie and TV news. First, on this Monday morning, a quick look at the box office. Captain America Brave New World was number one once again. It dropped 86% since it opened last weekend, but still on top. The new horror comedy movie The Monkey came in second, and Paddington in Peru was number three. In other movie news, a lot of awards were handed out this weekend. First, the Independent Spirit Awards ceremony was held on Saturday. Anora won Best Feature, Best Director, and Lead Performance as well. That one really cleaned up. The movies A Real Pain and Dee Dee each won two awards. On the TV side, Baby Reindeer was the big winner. It won three of them. And then the next night, last night, it was the SAG Awards. Kristen Bell hosted that show. It was on Netflix. Conclave, The Substance, Timothée Chalamet, Kieran Culkin, and Zoe Saldana all won on the movie side. Shogun and Only Murders in the Building were the big winners in television. And again, award show season continues this weekend with the Oscars coming up on Sunday, hosted by Conan O'Brien. Jeff Bezos asked people online, who would you like to see as James Bond now that Amazon has creative control? And the most popular response was Henry Cavill. His name has been in that conversation for years, so who knows what'll happen now that Amazon is running things. Marlon Wayans said they are going to make a sequel to the movie White Chicks, so that's coming. He said it's time. In TV news, Jury Duty was just renewed for a second season. If you're not familiar, season one was kind of a reality show about one unsuspecting guy serving on jury duty. James Marsden, the actor, was also on the jury as himself. Everyone knew it was a show except for one guy, and yeah, season two is on the way. This time it takes place at a corporate retreat. And lastly, in rumored casting news, Jude Law and Andrew Garfield are reportedly in talks to star as Siegfried and Roy in a limited series. They're the guys with the tigers. The series is actually based on an Apple original podcast about them, and Jude Law and Andrew Garfield might be the leads. Okay, on to music. Just a few things in tour news. I mentioned last week that Shakira had to cancel a show due to abdominal pain. She was in the hospital. Well, a few days later, she had to postpone a concert in Colombia due to safety concerns. There was something wrong with the stage roof at the venue, so they had to scrap it. A makeup date will be announced soon. Sabrina Carpenter recently put out a version of Please, Please, Please with Dolly Parton, and now there is more new Dolly stuff out in the world. The Wiggles have a country album coming up next month, and they just released two new songs from it, one of which features Dolly. It's very cool. The other is a cover of Dolly's classic 9 to 5, but it's called Counting 1, 2, 5, because the Wiggles are for children. Lastly, another collaboration news, Carlos Santana has new music coming next month as well, and he's got tracks with Miles Davis and Michael Jackson. Not easy to get those guys these days. That new album from Santana is coming March 28th. Some additional headlines here on this Monday morning. Federal workers received an email on Saturday from Elon Musk. He instructed them to document five things they accomplished in the past week. He wrote online that if they didn't respond to the email, it would be taken as resignation. The deadline to reply is tonight at midnight, but there is some confusion. It's reported that certain groups, like the State Department and the FBI, they told their employees not to respond to it at all, so we'll see. An update on the friction between President Trump and the Associated Press. You know, they were denied access to certain presidential events because they haven't referred to the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America. And now they have filed a lawsuit. The Associated Press, they're suing three Trump administration officials. They said, quote, "The press and all people in the United States have the right to choose their own words and not be retaliated against by the government." We'll see where this one goes. Another big story from the weekend, Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, was in court on Friday for the first time since his arraignment. It's reported that over 100 people were out at the courthouse in Manhattan showing their support for Luigi. He is scheduled to return to court March 19th, but as of now, no trial date has been set. On the opposite side of the country, LA Mayor Karen Bass has removed Fire Chief Kristen Crowley from her position. Things have been tense between the two of them since the tragic wildfires broke out. The mayor said this decision was in the best interests of Los Angeles' public safety and for the operations of the LAFD. Lastly here, I always end the show with some positive news, and since we just mentioned the fires, it felt like the right time to mention this one. I read about a nonprofit called Project Camp. They're doing great work. When a disaster hits an area, they come in, and within 48 hours, they've got camps set up to give kids something fun to do while also processing everything going on. They've been helping kids affected by those recent LA wildfires. I know they were also in North Carolina back in October after Hurricane Helene. They're out there doing great work. This is really cool. Despite everything, lots of good people all over the place. Project:Camp. That's if you want to look them up. Project Camp. I love it, and the show is over now. Okay, thanks for being here. Appreciate you so much. I don't ask for this much. I know certain podcasts ask daily, but if you have a chance to rate and review, it does help. It means a lot. Appreciate it wherever you get yours. I'm back tomorrow to do it again. Have a great Monday.
Please tell your friends about this show.